Hi guys, welcome to the True Sisters podcast. I'm Bao Mohammed. Well, I'm an aviator and we're running a foundation for the poor and less privileged, actually the orphanage, and giving back to the society or actually. And today we talked about navigating manhood present society. Follow True Sisters in all of their social media handles.
Thank you. Have a nice one.
Well done. It's not Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Ilsis Ladu. I'll be recording live as usual from Abuja, Nigeria.
Yes, how is Abuja today?
Let me not start, Rashida.
What is it? It will not pass. It is hot. It is what? What is it that you have not said before? It is hot. It
be
is...
mocking you. But this God that we are serving, he will deal with you, Rashida.
It is hot. It is dusty. It will not pass that one. I've helped
you.
You
have summarized it now.
I've helped you. Exactly.
That was my week. That's Abuja. Let's go. Aluta continua.
Guys, while we start like this, it's just an intro of what is coming ahead. That being said, we have a guest. Drum roll. Hey, we have a guest. Our guest today is Bawa Muhammad.
Yeah.
Beef intro. This is me and Bawa went to the same university, ABU Zaria.
Abusite.
Yeah, Abusite. You know you are not an Abusite.
I'm not.
Bawa is one of those people that has been a long time friendship. This is like, how many years of friendship is this, Bawa?
From 2007.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a long time friendship. Bawa, it's good to have you here. Thank you for honoring our invitation.
Thank you for coming.
I bullied him to come on the podcast.
You know, at the time, we didn't get on podcast, you know, just like what happened in Nigeria.
Yeah. People have a somehow perspective toward podcasting. They said that's where people go and say different things that they are not supposed to say. But I don't think that's the case. Bawa, what we do on the podcast is everybody gives a rundown of their week. You being our guest, could you tell us what was the exciting thing about this week and not so exciting?
Not so exciting things. We are in Nigeria. Let's be real.
Yeah, exciting thing.
Yeah, just a rundown of your week.
Due to the fact that my company has offered like 4 months now, not been in operation. Mm. So I use most of my, like throughout this week, I've been going out one UIC foundation, which we try to impact life, which has been part of what I've always wanted in life. Visiting school, in orphanage home, and the little time I have to go to gym. I think I went to...
No, I can see those guns.
Yes.
I think I even organized a football match with the orphanage, carry them along so that they cannot be left, you know.
Oh, wow.
And these are the two projects so far. I think we also did one menstrual hygiene for the ladies also.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think with me and my team, we're able to get what we call the pad. You know pad now?
That's he said, you know pad now? Rashida, you know pad.
No, but it's interesting to see that. I'm sure you learned a lot of things during that time too about what, maybe things you did not know about menstruation.
I did the presentation. I think she was a medical person now. She is a medical person. I think he did justice in the whole situation. And I was able to learn so much.
I love that.
Most importantly.
Very important. Yes, it's how was your week?
Where do I start?
Start from anywhere. I know you had a busy week. I want to hear all about it.
Oh my God. Since early this month, we've been organizing a workshop. So this workshop that holds, photography workshop that holds yearly, is the portrait workshop by the Calligraphy Studio. Last year, I attended as a photographer, as a student. Alhamdulillah, this year, I was part of the organizing committee and it's been a ride. I love it, even though it was stressful. So it was slotted for the 17th of this month, which was last week, Monday, started. So it's been that. Oh my God. Aside the stress, the one thing I like about workshops is you get to meet like minds, you know, creative photographers, videographers, all under the same roof. And then great facilitators. If you're a photographer in Abuja or anywhere, people know we had Dembege as facilitator. We had Big H as facilitators, Mike, you know, brilliant people. We have this life coach, Dr. Ottman. He was there. Great stuff. Calligraphy himself did his thing, you know. So everything, photography, creativity, business, everything. I was in charge of models, organizing. Oh my God, it's been a busy week. Rashida just did pity me. I don't know how many times I spoke. Rashida, we spoke everything. It can be more than 20 minutes.
No. This week.
It can be.
We did not.
Right. And I got flu midweek. Oh my God. Well, I had to just do it. But I love every bit of it. Met great people, lovely people, learned a lot again, you know. So that has been my week. And there's something about workshops when they end, it's like you people have become family, you know, hugs and whatnot. So that has been my week. I was supposed to see my goddaughters, but it wasn't possible because of the workshop. Maybe this coming week. But alhamdulillah, fantastic week. I love it. You know, anything photography, you see me there.
Yeah, always there.
I'm there. I love it. That's my natural habitat. I love it. But then the Nigerian factor happened again. This year, student, I pity them because light issue. We were running on generator all through. I think it was only the first day that we had light for 3 hours. So we'll be running on gen and the heat in Abuja. Oh my God. Rashida.
I said it.
I had to stress that. No. This one is different. Bawa, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. The heat is like Ramadan this year is going to be, you know. So it's been really hot.
The heat place in Abuja as compared to Kebbi, because I left Abuja like a year ago. I'm now presently in Kebbi. Kebbi is a hell.
Are you sure? Is Abuja and Kebbi will be competing for that hell position? Because what is happening? I cannot explain. Rashida, if you say that relating again, the thunder that will fire you from that window. So it's been hot. Like, no. Sometimes I will have to go back to the car, you know, on the AC.
Wow.
Oh my God. Like, it's really hot. Anyway, they fixed the light, but the current has been nothing to write home about. You can't take anything, so we had to continue running on gen. But all in all, it was successful. Alhamdulillah. People that came outside from Abuja, they went back safely. That's what you pray for. They got more than they paid for, and that's what you aspire to when you're running this workshop. So, Alhamdulillah, it's been a fantastic week. I love it. That was my week.
Me, what did I even do this week? I went for a workshop, but it was not for me. It was for the kids. It's a math and English workshop. It was at our local library, so I took them there. They did one or two. They tested their brain to see if all the hard work they've been doing at home and in school paid off. The report came back. It was impressive. And what did I do? Me personally, for myself, nothing interesting.
Can you imagine?
Nothing. That has been the week. You know, sometimes it just comes. It's Monday today before you know it is Friday. Well, I'm like, what's happening? Ramadan is in like 5 days, so I'm looking forward to that. Inshallah. Is everybody ready? Have everybody paid back their fast?
Yeah, sure.
It's just me and you now. Which fast Bawa will pay again? Oh, because he told you he learned about pad now.
He learned about pad.
Why are you not a nice person?
Alhamdulillah. Bawa,
Alhamdulillah.
Today we are going to talk about navigating manhood in today's society. You know that we women, we come here every time we talk, we say the men do this, the men do that, they are always this. We just want to get from a man's perspective so that it's not be as if we are always assuming, every time we are assuming that we don't know what men go through. I'm sure you as a man will be able to tell us that, see, it's not like this. You guys are taking it on the surface. We go more than
like this. Wish we can do better.
We wish we could do better. It's not the way you guys always point it out to be. Because the stories on the streets are not funny.
At all.
Give us the full package. Everything. We are here for it.
Okay. You know, some guys, I would say, maybe they are running away from the responsibility of being a man. Men are so many responsibilities, I must say. I think yesterday I was lying down. I was thinking about something. Thinking about, because I have a project that I'm supposed to carry on. This Ramadan feeding, which I promised to take 800%. I was looking at, how do I feed my family? How do I want to catch up with that program? How do I want to support my parents, no relatives, friends? Most of these things that most guys look at, God knows. Maybe I will go back to become a woman so that I'll be at the receiving end.
It's not that easy for the women that are doing that too.
Yeah. Some women too are good, but I must say, men are very, very depressed, and the burdens are just too much of them, most especially the responsible ones.
But sometimes you made that distinction, responsible ones.
Maybe looking at those ones that are navigating, just like from the manhood, woman, okay, I don't know. Some of them are just looking at, they want to become famous. That's just not really the way I say it. because they are looking at the outside world, what some persons have become. So they feel I need to become this so that I will be known. Most of them, I give up risky. I think when I get to find out, it's still a man. It's not really a woman. I think he's a man.
His case is even confusing.
The cross-dresser.
Well, regarding Bobrisky, remember when he was arraigned in court and the judge asked him, what does he identify as? He said him, he's a he. So I think we would take that.
Exactly.
The way I see Bobrisky is a business for him.
It's
a business for him. And he knows his market and he's cashing out.
Yeah.
Because some of the things he does and say, Bobrisky is one misogynist. The way he talks to women, you know, is a misogynist. Forget all the funny voice, but no, he's still a man. But if he says he's a woman, for me, it's a business and he's cashing out. But Bawa, sorry to bring you back. Can you tell us what you do? If you can, a brief introduction of who Bawa is, what you do and everything, why you decided to go into this career? Because I know you say your organization have been on down for 4 months. You do charity, but it can be for passion. Can you give us a brief introduction?
Bawa Muhammad is the name. I studied diploma magistration from Amelia, Nigeria. I then proceeded to IBB University, that's Ibrahim Babangida University in Niger State, where I studied business administration. I really had passion for media, but you know, destiny.
Yeah. Nigeria will change your destiny.
Just like that. But
after all of that, I actually was working with one oil and gas company at Niger State, one Hyder Oil and Gas. The company also crashed, and I left for the aviation industry. I started a baggage handler in the airport, if you're used to the airport environment. I normally carry your bag. Yes, I started like that. Later, I joined Paib Travels and Tours as a ticketing and reservation officer. Later, promoted to ticketing supervisor. From there, my chairman from Paib now recommended me to one NG Eagle, Next Generation Eagle. I was transferred there. Then I was transferred from Lagos to Benin City to open up the station as a station supervisor. That's so far.
What a journey. This one, now, hustler, you're the real definition of hustler.
I must say, because I started as a caterer. I was into catering one restaurant and catering services. Promoted from there, also a manager. It was during that period I had to leave the work for school when I did my admission. When I was working with Hyder Oil and Gas, at the peak of my 300 level, I was schooling at the same time working. This guy is working and ruling. No, he has to choose one.
What's wrong if you can do it? What's the problem?
You see Nigeria.
So I was looking at how do I want to leave my 300 level final year? No. And even though they are paying well, I just have to let me continue. To come back home, you know, sit down. And during that period, I was actually planning on marriage. I got married during my last year. Now I have to marry, no work, you know, just waiting for the 19,600. But thank God I have a supportive wife.
That's so sweet.
That's nice. Not all men say it out, you know.
Yeah.
So it's refreshing to see a man say that whenever they say it. May Allah reward her for all her sacrifices too.
Yeah, inshallah. Nigeria will just test you, you know.
Wallahi.
But what I love about Nigerians is the resilience. Like,
how are you? We are fine.
Yeah.
You're not fine.
We are men.
It's like when you are sick now in the hospital, you are jiki the sauki. And there's no sauki anywhere.
Bawa is the right person to discuss this topic because he's really navigating manhood in today's world.
Head on. With everything that you've gone through, career-wise, the challenges, the ups and downs, and you persevered. And alhamdulillah, you have a wife that has been supportive. What was the most challenging part of it for you that you were able to overcome? And what was the motivation that kept you going?
Well, the most challenging part of my career so far, I think, is the baggaging area. Baggaging, when I was working with the airport as a baggage handler.
Yeah.
You know, they used to see me as one as a boss. During that time, it was hectic for me. You know, some of those, you know, you need to go to the cargo hold, bring a bag, you need to arrange bag. So that period, anytime I go home, she would just look at me and say, because all the work, I told her I was not going to it. Because I was just looking at the salary, then was just, is it 48 or 50,000 naira?
Wow.
Like, I want to how do I, you know? But she said, no. She just, you know, one thing she said, I just like it when anytime they ask me, where is your husband?
Is that work?
Don't mind the amount. That period was enough for me, actually. It was like, God, when am I? Sometimes when I'm praying, one time I was praying, I was crying. I said, God, do not use my sin that I've committed in this life to want to punish me through this life. Because, you know, when you're used to expecting luxury, at the time now, you're not more than
to
another life, you know.
Yes.
And my mother has been always there. She said, anytime she just said, Allah maka baraka.
Yeah. Baba loves his mom so much. He's always, I always see her picture.
Yes, now.
He loves her so much.
After my Subihi prayer, I called her. I think that I learned from a friend, actually. After Subihi prayer, I called mom. I said, no, I will pick that. So I used to call her maybe the whole time, maybe, and then before going to bed. So that, I think my wife and my mother, they've been very, very supportive and, you know, respect to that.
Mothers, may Allah keep them for us.
I mean,
hopefully, we'll make them proud too. Yeah, that's the prayer. Can. What a ride.
I know.
I love the fact that you're doing things with
the sometimes it's comfort to see me. What's wrong with you, Baba? Are you sick? Yes, I'm not sick. Just the stress of the work, you know? God, I grow lean, like,
But look at you today.
In 6 months, when I left that one, I wouldn't be without telling them I was leaving, because actually, the management, that Abuja station, they loved me very well. Anytime there's any work, if you just call Baba, Baba will fit in. I remember one time I had a training with Emirates Air. I think I was training on baggage handling. It was like, this guy is very good. Why not take Baba? Baba would want to do that. The kudos all the time. They said, you are trying, you're going to do that. But you know one thing, I out of all, I was not using my diploma result to work. I wasn't using my PhD to work, but I was using my secondary school certificate to work.
Oh, wow. This one is not certificate. You're using your certificate.
Well, like,
because I think what you were doing, your passion, you know, your hard work, and it was visible for everybody to see. That's why they kept recommending you, you know.
Yeah.
I love it. Your story is a good one. At least it doesn't have a sad ending, right? You are thriving now and you're doing what you love.
I'm doing one especially the very part where I help people. Yes, that I love very well.
Yeah.
Going out this home, watching all of this is one thing I love. I've always have it in mind to do that, and it's actually coming and I'm happy doing it.
And you mentioned something about Ramadan feeding.
We have a program coming up, but we're looking at feeding 80% because last year we started with 40. So we're looking at how we can go down to 80 because it's a gradual. You know how we are looking at. I think so far I've received a donation of a bag of rice, Honeywell macaroni.
Oh, wow.
No. Okay.
One pack, full pack, and I think 2 packets of Maggi. So we are looking at now. I think the meeting I'm supposed to have now for later, I think we know if we're going to give them free, like, raw food, or we're going to cook.
The food.
All of us have this fairly clothes. I have 2 bags now, full bags.
Wow. Oh, you're doing amazing. See, Allah reward you.
Like, I love it.
People think that these things are, like, easy to do. They are not that easy to do.
Organizing anything is not easy. And talk more talk less of organizing feeding.
You have to have the mind to do it, and you have to be accountable for everything that comes to you.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do.
And most especially when you have a very good team that you're working with, and they are up and most of the projects we carry on is just a self-contribution. We just said we made it upon ourselves that every month, department, now we have directors in every department. So we now said if every head of department should pay 1,000 naira monthly, other men 500 naira. But even like that, you know, some people don't have what we manage up like that. So we have some people who are just said, okay, I will give 5,000 monthly. Some people one person gave us 50,000 naira and he gave us a bag of rice.
That's really great.
That is amazing. Oh, I love it.
Rashida, you know, during Ramadan and before Ramadan, you see people, organizations, some groups doing this Ramadan feeding, and I love it. I participate in some, you know. They will give you options if you can pay for the whole month, you're feeding some persons, or it's just one person. No matter how low it is, it goes a long way.
And it does.
I am proud of anybody that does it, because this year is even worse with the hunger in Nigeria. Imagine the kind of people that will be looking for this kind of initiative. At least, you know, you are breaking your fast. I remember last year in Kaduna and other northern states, there were adults that couldn't fast because food to start your fasting, talk more of the one that you break your fast with. So imagine pushing a Muslim that far that he will leave one of the pillars of Islam. He will not fast.
That's bad. Running a foundation, I know it's definitely not easy. What are the challenges? Because I get that that you're on the streets more. So you see people, you see how difficult Nigeria is. You see how it affects people because you're on ground. You know, it's different from somebody that is not on ground, that doesn't mingle with people in the grassroots to really understand what the situation is and how the country is. You're seeing it firsthand, how the situation is. Is it what we see on the internet? Most times we just judge based on what we see on the internet.
You know, running the foundation is not easy actually, but with the way some people are doing, when I'm looking at some people, they have support actually, but they are not doing what they ought to do. I think there's only one I know that I'm looking at. I've forgotten this his name. That guy is trying, don't we? There is not a foundation, but he just feel anytime he gets money, support from people, he just feed people on the street. That one kind of thing. So what else is we are looking at, you know, the less privileged, mostly the orphanage, the less privileged, and that education aspect of the whole thing. I think there's one thing too. If you're used to watching my status, you see I do post some of these things regularly. Went to the school, I was just like, is this really a school? I was just like, God, what is it? The children were just tired, you know, the school rules, nothing. Like, I don't even know how to start. We went there for was a different thing. But when we went there, we now realized these people, they need more than what we had for. Out of our own, spoke to the headmaster alongside my other, saying, okay, if possible, 2-3% that we can sponsor because it's a primary school.
Yeah.
The primary school until the time they are finishing their primary school. They gave us two names. One, they said that one of the girls just came to school because her sister is coming to school and she don't have any. The parents talk to them about registration. They say they don't have money. They're not ready for that yet. So we say, okay, no problem. Take that. I think one of the girl and boy is from that school, the first school, yes. We got a uniform for them. We bought a pair of shoes, brought a bag, you know, the fancy bag, this lady's bag, you know, give them a bag. We share books for them. Then the school as a whole, that is the class, the particular class, we have to share books for them.
Yeah.
And those boys, we give them some books and their uniform. The kids, and they were happy. You see, if every other person, like most people that are running the foundation, if they would do that, I think it will touch life, actually.
But I understand that they are doing that, but how sustainable is that? Like, for how long can it go? Is it till they finish primary school, university?
What we did now, we just said those ladies, those girls, because you know we are not stronger.
Yes.
Just self-control.
Yeah, yeah.
So from their primary school, and girls, I think the girl and the guy are in primary one and two or two.
Yeah.
So we said up to the school, now, we're going to take care of that.
Mm.
I think we paid normally PTA, recreation, and also we paid for that. Also, you know, said, okay, we should just continue.
Oh,
cool. This is one of the class. When I went to the class, I was like, these children, they're supposed to be in the play class, this kindergarten. But they say they're in primary. How do I want to commit to this children?
Yeah.
I started thinking, roll, your boats, gently, you know? I was like, all their minds now. Everybody was just like, Baba, we have to be creative. Just do something. I think that one, we went for a different program, actually, but on reaching the school, the girl we sent to make our findings for us did not do the actual findings because she did not give us exactly what we want. So at the end of the day, what we just did, we were able to just switch quickly. We've got toothpaste, this is my toothpaste,
yeah,
and brush here among them. Maybe after that, I'll send you pictures. You see, we share among the children, teach them how to brush their teeth, tell them how to take care of it. It's all about hygiene. This is how you should do this. And we play. Yes. Now we are looking at after fasting, if they are resilient, because they said they should go for the state government is saying they should quickly go into exams and round up for the students because of the fasting thing. So
we're thinking
of after fasting, we pick one or two persons among us who can be able to go and help those teachers. Well, there is no teacher. I didn't see any teacher in that school because just one or two, the headmaster and one other, and they see their teachers. So maybe we'll just pick one of maybe the most the primary, and we'll now teach them the rhymes, you know, A, B, C, D, and rhymes. Now start teaching them. This is like the day I was teaching them, this is my head, my nose, my eyes, dancing. I was dancing with them. They were happy.
I love it. I did work with MDGs, you know, this is their project during Jonathan's time, you know, but our own focus was for primary healthcare, you know, and all that. We'll go to this primary PHC, that's what they call them, primary healthcare. We check the facilities. It's when you go there, you open your mouth, Rashida. Like, this is the only hospital around this area, and you enter, it's only bench, one stool, right? Then one horrible looking something called bed, some tablets, and I say, and supposedly this place is funded. I know. So when Bao was talking about this, his initiative with children, this was what was coming to my mind. It's when you go out there, you see things.
That's primary health care that you're talking about. My wife happens to be, she's a nurse, midwife by profession.
Okay.
So I actually work with the primary health care center, actually, voluntarily. That was Gunisha Screech, voluntarily, she was working. That was when my idea of how to help people started coming, even though I was not in it. I was like, I don't have I was renting a one-bedroom flat. So because of the frequent coming of these women, sometimes they want to go for delivery. You have to go to the general hospital, you know, and the general hospital is very expensive. Now, and they know how to be a midwife, and she do take delivery in the primary health care center. Sometimes they feel they will not go to the hospital because it's very expensive. They will have to come home now. Sometimes, there was one time I came back home around 12 o'clock. I couldn't enter my house. My wife was just in the thing. She was there with them trying to, like, I cannot just come in and meet them during that.
Wow.
I said a two-bedroom flat. And I said, this other room. And one thing, she's okay and understand the whole thing, that she had to run, get your medical history first to know how far you are.
Very important.
So because if it's something she cannot handle, just refer you instantly to general. And if it's something she can handle, she will do it.
Yeah.
So I think primary health is a hell, actually. And so many of them are not trained professionals. They are not trained personnel, but they take delivery. So one day came, around 3 o'clock, they called my wife, that where are you? There's something we will run. I had to, because I had to walk her down, because nobody, I walk her down.
Wow.
This lady was actually pushing, the head was projecting out, and the lady who happens to be this community health, this woman don't even know how to conduct delivery.
If
she did not touch this lady, she don't know what would happen. And because the whole thing was a bit, I don't know, there are times now, there's one time she was calling, I don't know.
The
baby is breached. Somebody was doing CS and he learned it on YouTube.
On YouTube. They have arrested him. I think
he needs to be arrested. He needs to be.
Yeah, they arrested him
in prison.
Yeah. I think
what's happening?
The patient died. It was his first one. The patient died and they arrested him. But see, all these problems that we've been talking about since, it all comes down to what? Our government, right? What kind of a country are we? It's societal failure, governmental failure. Because what will make you go to a quack, even though he will not tell you that it's from YouTube, he's going to learn how to do CS. But then, healthcare is expensive. Doctors are leaving Nigeria. Nurses are leaving Nigeria. The good hands that we have are leaving Nigeria for what? For greener pastures. Private hospitals, even if you go, is expensive. You have to add prayer on top because anything can happen. There are so many stories out there. So the whole thing is pathetic. Being a Nigerian is really sad. Being a Nigerian is an extreme sport.
God have
mercy. It's an extreme sport. If not, okay, how? 3 a.m. A midwife. Kai, oh my God. Well, usually I don't like talking about Nigeria because it will just affect my mood for the whole day.
And this thing is that these people, they don't have a choice.
No, they don't.
This is their last result.
Yes.
Last time somebody told me general hospital, what they are charging is around 150,000.
General hospital.
Well, because the lady came to my house, I think it was, she was actually, she was contracting.
Yes.
So the contraction was very intense for her. So the pain all over. When on coming, I was just sitting down. I said, when I saw the sign, I just stepped out. Coming back, the lady was crying. She has not eaten since yesterday. Where's your husband? I'm working for money. Don't know how to get me. You know, my wife was saying that she needs to know your medical history. What so far about you? Because I will not run just like say I want to just conduct delivery without knowing you very well. So the best thing I advise is let me just take you to the general hospital. I will go along. Maybe we'll go together. The husband now started crying. That thing you cannot go, because if you have to go to the general hospital, definitely you have to pay
money.
You understand? Then my wife conducted the delivery. You know, my baby's clothes was the one they had to even use. I was like, why are you packing my
child's clothes?
Yeah.
Oh God.
His wife is just a wonderful human.
Oh, she is. She sounds amazing.
And all of that, these are things I was looking at. I was thinking, how can I be of help to people?
Because you're seeing it, you're living it. Yeah, you can't just ignore it.
I think how much they said they must pay. Yeah, they said they want to pay. I said, how much do you want? The woman said the only amount you have is 3,500. I said, madam, allow them to please. I was the person that was telling that I'm tired of your work. I don't see anything out of work. So when I talked to her, I laden the exam.
Yes, that's the only thing that keeps you like. like humans you get.
Maybe they pay you, is it 20, 30, something thousand they pay you? Because it was
one thing I love about this is a life-saving occupation.
She's not doing it for me, actually. She's just doing it for the passion she has for me.
Oh, the passion.
Even when we came to Benin, maybe there's this NGO, One Project Hope, even though that's their program now, we secured a job for her. It was like, she was going to the work. She said, she's not, I don't like this work. I said, why? She said, it's not her field. Now she wants to see people. How she can do this. It's not all about writing. It's not her team. Because what if people are paying well? Now she said, no, it's not her team. She wants to go to the hospital where she will do. I said, okay, fine. Good.
It's not easy to read that course and then you come and you're not doing what you actually want to do.
Yes.
It's really difficult. The course is a hard course to read. Anything medical line is really a hard course to read.
Tell me about it.
You can see the other people that are in the same course with you, how they are balling. It's an amazing job to have. You see people leave Nigeria, come abroad. They leave everything they've learned in Nigeria and they want to go into the medical line. Why? Because you easily get jobs and it's in demand. Lives needs to be saved. It's amazing. She's doing it for the community and I love that.
And you know, one thing with medical field, you're doing it and you're getting the reward from your maker. Double blessing. But it's really hard and I don't envy them for 1 second. Not 1 second, Rashida.
Shout out to your wife, Bawa. She's an amazing job. May Allah reward her. You too.
Yes. For being supportive, right? I think you guys were made for each other.
And his NGO too. He's doing the same thing.
NGO, yes. And the reason why he started all of this, he just told us, is because of what the wife was doing.
Yeah.
So, you see, it was a match made in heaven. Alhamdulillah. May you guys grow old together and stronger.
Helping I reap the fruit of your labor in this world and in Jannah.
Repeat. You need to reap that fruit, please.
But we're not looking at it. Someone has to read it.
No, because it pays off, you know. Sometimes you think that you're doing something and you're not getting the reward as fast as you want it. Bawa, we usually do something on this podcast and we'll not let you go. We go on the streets of Instagram. So I was wondering if during your busy schedule, taking care of people, sharing pads and doing the Lord's work with your NGO, if you came across this video of a guy who is 23 years old and he took his nephew who was 6 years old, his sister's child, he took the boy for ritual. And then
something like that. Right?
The cleric, is it cleric they call them?
Yeah.
He was the one that
the Babalao. Which one be cleric? He took it to the shrine. So which cleric? Rashida likes using big English. Bawa, you can see. Boka Tana Gemana cleric. What do you concern Boka with cleric?
Please leave me alone. I'm trying to be professional here.
Okay.
And then he was the one that exposed the boy. And don't forget that this sister was the one taking care of this 23-year-old boy. I'm like, what is happening in the world? People like you now trying to help other people and look at how this person is just trying to get fast money. I saw that story and I was shocked. I'm like, no, you can't use your sister. And I'm sure he's living with her because this child knows him for him to have followed him. It's usually those close to you.
Yes.
I saw it, but I didn't watch it out completely, just halfway. Like, I don't know. I just don't like most negative stories like that. I know.
With everything you're going through, I don't think you want to add. What you see around you is enough.
There was one day I was watching something like that. I think a guy took advantage of a young girl of that age, actually. Girl of just 9 or 8 years. I'm just like, I don't shape tears. Why?
Why? That's the question. Why? No, they'll say it's the devil. You know, it's always the devil.
It's devil.
You can't go out and do that. Why? What's that? Forcing yourself into her because she's not even open for that.
She's not ready. It happens more than we think. It's crazy.
This is just like my mom. Anytime, because I have all my children at home, she said that uncle thing. That maybe your younger one just come and says uncle. Yes, learn to stop that. Always tell them that if a man touches her here, touches her here.
You have to.
Bawa, that same post, the mother was teaching her daughter bad touch, good touch.
Yes, I saw that.
If you go to that post, the comment, come and see men fighting. That why is she teaching her daughter?
Oh, it's the best though.
They because, are upset like, that she's teaching her daughter to identify pedophile. Yes, Bawa, it's really sad. They were fighting there. Why? No, it's no good. Say,
I recently saw an imam preaching that what is the problem? I love when you said you have all girls, because like when you're a girl dad, and it's amazing. I love people that are like girl dads and are intentional about it. Because the imam was saying that what is wrong with men of these days that they don't want their girl child to come close to them. That who told you that you should not take your girl child out when you're going out? It's really separated when you have a boy child and you have a girl child. If the girl child needs pad or something, I'm using pad because you know about pad now. If she needs pad, she has to tell the mother, and the mother will come and tell the father, or you know, so she doesn't have this direct communication with the dad. That who told you guys that you should not have direct communication with your girl child? Your girl child should be able to come talk to you about things that are affecting her personally. In fact, if she has a boyfriend or she has a crush on somebody, she should be able to tell the father, not only the mother.
Yes.
That why yes. What is wrong with our northern men that are not bringing their child close to them? When a girl child is coming close to you, saying, go to your mom, that why? Who asks you, where in the Quran did you see that those things happen? That why are you not bringing your girl child close to you? And it got me thinking, I'm like, he actually has a point. Fathers are not really that close to their daughters.
Yeah, that goes well, you know, the north actually per se. Because we are looking at, it's not the religion actually, because if you read deep into the religion, you will understand some things, but it's tradition now.
It's tradition.
And the view of people, mostly the north now, they see, guys, why is it negative thoughts about him? My girls, I'm looking at if God said today you're not going to have a male child, then what will happen?
That will happen. Nothing.
I want to learn to groom them to come to men. I have an auntie that all her children are female. So one day I was talking to her.
I love it. So what? Like, is it a crime to have only girl child? What is it?
We are in the 21st century, but people are still having this mindset of, I don't even know what century. And for Muslims, it's even really sad.
And you know what they say about girl child in Islam?
Yes.
Well, it's like, your gateway to Jannah.
Jannah. Well.
I don't
know. So that's part of the Islamic aspect that talks about taking care of. But that's where I hold family. That, let me give them the best I can.
I love it. We love intentional fathers here.
We do.
Sorry, I'm talking about my daughters.
Oh, we love it. I always talk about my boys.
We love it. Talk about them well.
So on that note, guys, we have come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much, Bawa. Keep up the good work. Thank you for honoring our invitation.
You so much. You're
please come back again. Sure, let's hear the progress of your NGO.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight having you, Bawa. Your NGO, may it grow bigger. You know, the initiative that you've been on, may Allah give you the funds, the energy, and the right people to help you run it, you know. Yes, your family, your wife, amazing woman, say hi to her. May Allah bless your family. Thank you so much for coming. You can follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can now actually watch us on YouTube. No reason for you guys, right? If you don't have a subscription on Spotify, or you're not using an Apple phone, or you don't, RSS's radio has been crazy. You can now watch us on YouTube. Just put it in there. We are at the background helping you chill.